counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Classic from the Besnard Lake.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Sherman of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Hunter, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, it's good to see you again this week.
It's always a pleasure.
Indeed it is, isn't it?
It was believable until you started with being like that.
I know. Earshot-online.com. Great website. These charts are for the week ending October 22nd, 2013. And Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features, such as reviews, interviews, and loads more, so go check out the website. This week, there's a brand new interview with Braids.
Exciting. And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you. And periodically, we do features throughout the countdown for up-and-coming or emerging Canadian band or artists. So get in contact with us. All right, we're going to kick it off. And the top 20 to bring your way, plus the Entertainment 411. Brian will have the lowdown later on in the second hour. But we'll start with number 20 this week.
Yes, we will. But first, I just want to give everyone a heads up that next week, it will be our funding drive program as our host station, Local 107.3 FM CFMH St. John, New Brunswick, will be holding its funding drive for the whole week from October 25th to November 1st. So be sure to tune in next week. And if you're interested in giving a pledge directly to our program, you can give us a call live next week on Friday, November 1st. At 4 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time at area code 506-648-5925, or go to localfm.ca/donate, and you can give a pledge to help keep this program on the air and support campus and community radio in your community.
I need to eat.
None of this money will be going towards Anthony's eating.
Oh.
And Anthony actually won't be
That's
here
what
next
promised
week
me.
Either.
No, I won't be here, but I will. I'm going to make it a point to guest appear on my own radio show.
That's great. And yeah, we'll be joined next week, myself and previous guest host when I've been away, Wayne Hansen, will be back on the program. So we thank him for joining us. But definitely, we'll give you a little bit more information about the funding drive later in the program. But definitely tune in next week. Going to be a really fun show. We'll bring you all the charts like normal, but we'll also be seeking your support to keep the program on the air. All right, so we're going to delve into the charts here. You're going to hear from number 20, debuting its Drake's third album, Nothing Was the Same, featuring collaborations with 2 Chainz, Big Sean, and Jay-Z. And you're going to hear a track called Hold On, We're Going Home after that by King Khan and the Shrines and their latest album, Island No More, at number 19. Dance for number 13, Thorn in Her Pride. And then you're going to hear Arctic Monkeys. They're re-entering the charts this week at number 18. Their latest album is called AM, and you're going to hear a track called I Want It All That and More coming up right now.
Can I just tell you that 2 Chainz guy, that's a character. I saw a music video with him in it. A character.
All right.
I just need to put it out there. Crazy. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Get over you.
your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion endlessly, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be, so just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
Number 19. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Want It All by the Arctic Monkeys. Their latest record's called AM, and they're at number 18 this week, re-entering the charts in that spot. Before them, at number 19, down from number 13, it was King Khan and the Shrines with Idle No More, and debuting at number 20 is the newest album by Drake called Nothing Was the Same, and a track called Hold On, We're Going Home.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show from earshot-online.com. It's Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are counting down the top 20 albums that are charting from those wonderful charts. Go check out that website. We're going to move on now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
All the way up for number 22, back into the program and into the charts this week, it is The Deep Dark Woods from the album Jubilee. You're going to hear a track called 18th of December. And sitting still at number 16, it's the debut record by Fuzz, their self-titled debut, and a track called Raise.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Turned to gray. My mind is numb. I haven't slept and my heart aches for you. If I stay here, my darling, I don't know if I'll make it through. On the 18th of December, that's when I did go. I packed my bags and I headed south. I walked right out the door. All alone in that dwelling place, as cold it could be. Not a soul inside that evening, just this feeling of relief.
Shot 20. Number 16.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
Caused Anthony to have a rocking freak out in here. That was Fuzz from there.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was me.
Anthony literally just called himself the master like 10 seconds ago. And he was like, don't question me. I know what I'm doing. And then that happened. He didn't even give me enough time to call him out on the fact that how ridiculous that was, because he makes his own, you know, he makes a fair amount of errors. Anyway.
Oh my God.
That was a track called Raise, and they sit still with their self-titled debut at number 16. For that, number 17 from 22 was The Deep Dark Woods with a track from their newest record, Jubilee, called 18th of December. And now we're going to move on to someone much more professional than us, Stephen Karlik from Exclaim Magazine.
I was button happy. I was button happy on the mouse. Yeah, that's right. We're going to take a break from the charts. It's your Entertainment 411. And here is our friend Stephen Karlik with your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlik from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Death From Above 1979 have kept their touring schedule relatively light in 2013, but the noisy rock duo plan to close out the year with a bang. They've just announced plans to play a hometown gig in Toronto on Boxing Day, December 26th. But perhaps more interesting was a press release that came with the announcement, which read, quote, "Where are they now? Who knows? Where will they be on December 26th, 2013, at the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto to celebrate the death of another year? Where will they be in 2014? Another mystery to feed the funeral pyre." Of course, the news is exciting because the band have previously announced that they are working on a new album and hinted here that it will come out in 2014. Of course, more details have yet to surface. After months of waiting and rumors for a few years, Courtney Love's autobiography, My Story, will be in stores in December. An official synopsis of the tome promises that it will dish the dirt on Love's tenuous relationship with her family, her time as a stripper, and her battles with drug abuse. Of course, there will be plenty of details about her high-profile relationships as well. The tome is reportedly 400 pages long and will be out December 15th through Macmillan. Young Galaxy will bring together a few ultramarine extras for a Crying My Heart Out 12-inch. The atmospheric Canadian pop rock outfit unearthed a handful of outtakes from their album Ultramarine for their expanded edition, but some of those non-album LP cuts will now be available on vinyl for the first time. The single, Crying My Heart Out, was released digitally in August, but a vinyl version will include the 7-minute original, plus an edit that's half that length. There are also two additional extra cuts from Ultramarine's deluxe edition, Talk to Her and Sea Drug. The vinyl edition will come in a hand silkscreen sleeve and is currently available from Paper Bag Records online store. It's been pressed in a limited edition of 200, so fans who want a copy might want to act fast. It costs $14.99 plus shipping. Morrissey has shed light on his sexuality, identifying himself as humosexual. The Smiths frontman's sexuality has long been the subject of scrutiny, and his newly released autobiography contains revelations about some of his past romantic relationships. He issued a statement shedding more light on the subject. According to the semi-official fan site True to You, Morrissey made the following statement on October 19th in Sweden. Quote, "Unfortunately, I am not homosexual. In technical fact, I am humosexual. I'm attracted to humans, but of course, not many." The autobiography came out in Europe this past weekend through Penguin Classics. The singer revealed that his first serious relationship occurred in his 30s with a man named Jake Owen Walters. He also discussed teenage sleepovers with a male friend, gay poets, and other matters of sexuality. There's still no word as to when or if autobiography will come out on North American shores. In album releases this week, Best Coast released an EP, Fade Away. On the 7-song EP, she sounds like a woman in transition. Her music has always addressed personal anxieties, usually in regards to boys, her cat, and smoking weed. And here, those anxieties have once again come to the forefront. This, in many ways, is the batch of songs that would have been a logical follow-up to Best Coast's debut. Sonically, the EP is slick, but with enough fuzzy crunch to please both the underground that birthed Cosentino and the mainstream that's increasingly willing to accept her. Fade Away is by no means a backslide, but rather than pointing the way forward, this EP feels more like the end of an era. Also out this week is Ryan Hemsworth's debut, Guilt Trips. It's a surprising album in a number of ways. Gone, for one, are the R&B leanings of his DJ mixes and EPs like Kitsch Genius and Last Words, and in their place a beguiling mix of Hemsworth new and old. On the album, he remains fascinated by the bubbly 16-bit marimbas and sparkling synths of Super Nintendo-era video games, but has eschewed crowd-pleasing anthems in favor of something more personal, meaning the more ethereal, emotive guilt trips works as well in headphones as on speakers. The album's as unclassifiable as it is dazzling, a fine debut from an artist who continues to progress. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the new single by an unsung Canadian duo named Violence. Their first single is called Halo, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. on air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15.
My planet, my home world, Deltron Zero, plunder any and all your first. Time has come to simply start living again. We have come too damn far, existing only for benefits of others like worker bees. Until our birth is seized like Hercules, our burst and squeeze laser cannons. With a team of freelance mercenaries, we standing on our personal starship with entertainment modules, immerses you inside a world that's all gold, but artificial. Our ship is hard to hit too. Transport vessels we strip down to the nickel. Undercover agents with valuable information about our winning aces against embassies of enemies. Shards of flying shrapnel destroys any objects close to the detonation, leaving vegetation. Thinking and dexterity of a sick genius, Deltron Zero. You a bit squeamish, cause I'm rumored to brandish turbo lasers in a fit of fiendish. Military demonstration destroyed in the blast. Any trace of information related to my grand schemes, garnishing support from other agents who can't take it no more. Going ape shit, my titanium funk reborn could be created by gaining absolute power over my creations. From presentation to demonstration to penetration to your psyche, where you can take the reins. Then form your own conclusion, I'll restore your freedom before the industry made it a commodity you needed to buy back. Just a consumable that's regulated through legislation. They make you jump through the matrix. Wielded by the oddity, the loose cannon, the lyrical mage and prodigy, Deltron probably. Who else can melt a dock and bay officer to a fine fermented ale? The primary source of support for starfighters, sending counterattacks to blackout return fire. My favorite, the heavy ion cannon, blue-white energy will fry your planet, but not before I infiltrate your information network. Spy operations, we locate the well first. The projected holograms were a scam that were recognized from jump, given the illusion of some form of camaraderie. A screedy corpse, but they needed more. They had to flee or be torched. Decided to disguise, and these dream loops became very difficult to see through. But we knew.
Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Sirens from the new Pack AD EP, Some Song, sitting at number 14 this week, down from number 9. Before that, you heard at number 15, brand new to the program, all the way up from number 47. It was the latest album, the long-awaited sophomore release from Deltron 3030 called Event 2, and a track called The Agony. Before that, you heard Stephen Clark's pick this week, a track by a new group called Violence, and a song called Halo.
Now you're going to hear some more songs. Huh? Some songs EP, and no, you're not going
to... Just waiting to see if it got funnier the more I thought about it. It didn't.
You're evil. You're a mean, mean man.
We're going to jump back into the songs here. You're going to hear from Astra. They're at number 13 this week. After rising back into the program at number 11 the week before, you're going to hear a track called Annie, Oh, Muse You. And that's off of their latest album, Olympia.
And only a couple more to bring you after that. And the first hour will be complete. Stick around. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
Number 13.
hits the Earshot 20.
That was The Pacific Theater by the Darcys from their newest record, Warring Down from Number 11 to Number... What?
I was trying to, like, do something, do the mood thing there, and you just didn't even... You didn't... Well,
what am I supposed to do ever after you do something? Clap? That was the Darcys at Number 11. Down from Number 8. At Number 12, up from Number 39, was Dr. Dog and their newest album, B Room. You heard a track called The Truth, and we started that set off with Annie Omuse You by Ostra. Their latest record, Olympia, is at Number 13, falling just two spots.
Oh, that was good. What am I supposed to do, clap?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're expecting.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. We just made it through the first 10, and big thanks to Stephen Karlick as well for our entertainment 411. We are broadcast and record live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus community radio station right here in our community. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to several of our campus and community radio partners, as well as some online stations. We thank them very much for carrying the program. And you can also find this show online a few other ways. You can get it at radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net for download. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that next week will be the funding drive for this great campus community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. It's the 2013 funding drive. And so you can call in pledges next week live to this program on Friday. If you're listening, we record on Fridays and broadcast live on Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. The number 506-648-5925. You can also make a donation online, localfm.ca, and click donate. Funding drive is important, so do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that will be for our program November 1st.
Stick around. There's more on the way, including the top 10. And Brian's got the lowdown coming up in just a little bit. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.